This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump used a mix of diplomacy and barbs in his joint news conference on Tuesday with Prime Minister of Britain, Theresa May. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
May's resigning this week over her handling of the tortured Brexit deal. And at their final news conference,
I have greatly enjoyed working with you.
The president offering unexpected compliments after questioning May's Brexit negotiations back in March.
I gave the prime minister my ideas on how to negotiate it.
She remembers.
The president suggested that I sued the European Union, which we didn't do. We went into negotiations and we came out with a good deal.
Yeah. That's not such a deal. I would have sued, but that's okay.
The president adds May did well and maybe won't get due credit.
She's probably a better negotiator than I am.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump said he is more likely than not to impose a new 5% tariff on imported products from Mexico next week. Trump made his comments Tuesday even as U.S. and Mexican officials were here in Washington talking about tariffs and the surge of Central American migrants traveling through Mexico to reach the United States.
Millions of people are flowing through Mexico. That's unacceptable. Millions and millions of people are coming right through Mexico. They could stop it very quickly, and I think they will. And if they won't, we're going to put tariffs on.
Trump has threatened to increase the tariffs monthly in 5% increments if the migration is not curbed. There is concern among lawmakers the extra taxation would be passed on to U.S. consumers in the form of higher retail prices on goods, including automobiles and farm produce. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. In Sudan, pro-democracy activists rejected a plan by military leaders to hold elections within 9 months. Tensions in the streets of the capital, Khartoum, remain high a day after security forces stormed the activists' main protest site outside the defense ministry in central Khartoum, breaking up an 8-week-old sit-in, killing at least 35 people. The military has been in charge in Sudan since forcing the removal of longtime President Omar al-Bashir from office in April. A spokesman for the United Nations Security General, Antonio Guterres, said the UN is watching the situation with great and increasing concern. The United Nations Refugee Agency warns an estimated 5.4 million people affected by worsening drought in Somalia will face severe food shortages by next month without immediate life-saving assistance. We get more in the story from Lisa Schlein from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports that climate-related droughts are occurring with greater frequency in Somalia. This, it says, is making things worse for the millions of people already displaced and deprived of essential necessities by the country's chronic instability and conflict. This latest disaster comes just as Somalis were beginning to recover from the devastating impact of a 2-year drought that ended in 2017. That event forced more than a million people to flee their homes in search of food, water, and work. The UNHCR reports the current drought has displaced nearly 50,000 people so far this year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Democratic Republic of Congo is treating more than 2,000 cases of the Ebola virus. The health ministry said just over 500 people have been cured of the virus. The ministry update said the fight against the deadly virus is being helped by improved security and the containment of the disease. The most senior Catholic found guilty of child abuse, sex abuse that is, has begun his appeal in the Australian court against his convictions of molesting two choir boys in the cathedral more than 20 years ago. Former Vatican Treasurer Cardinal George Pell appeared in the Victoria State Court of Appeals in person Wednesday for the 2-day hearing before three judges. The 77-year-old Pell began serving a 6-year sentence back in March after he was found guilty of abusing the two boys while he was Archbishop of Melbourne. Pell could be released or face a retrial if the court rules in his favor. The top Republican in the U.S. House Judiciary Committee is calling for immediate hearings on the threat of meddling by Russia and others in the 2020 elections. The Congressman Doug Collins said in a letter to the chairman, lawmakers should show the American people they are prioritizing the security of our democratic institutions above partisan posturing. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.